Beerchecks.com.
Definitely a time to make certain you are indoors. Not a night to be traveling at best. Tons of lightning out there. Dangerous to be outdoors. And now a tornado warning, again, just issued in effect for all of Shelby County, including, again, the entire city of Memphis, western Tipton County, and east central Crittenden County. The storm moving northeast at 50 miles per hour. So the storm just between and south of the area between West Memphis, Arkansas, and Memphis, Tennessee. Going back to First Defense Doppler 3D radar, big lightning strike there. Looks like it might have interrupted the camera feed. But again, at this time, dangerous conditions, possible tornado, no sign of it reaching the ground as of right now, which is the way it's been pretty much throughout the entire afternoon. Mm-hmm. But that does not mean that this will not be the exception to the rule. So be in a safe place now.
Austin, if you can, drive the Hilton Memphis camera while we're looking at First Defense Doppler 3. See if you can pick up anything at all with this storm. This is the storm system here that is coming right across the heart of Shelby County, Tennessee. This is why we're with you tonight. This is why we're with you early this morning and all afternoon long, tracking these storms that have continued to spin up across a large part of Arkansas, Mississippi, Tennessee, these are historic storms that are firing up because they just continue ginning up and continue spinning up across the area. And this one is producing tremendous lightning strikes. We've been watching that with our cameras here, the Hilton Memphis camera, and also the Hilton Memphis camera, and also our camera here at RiverCam 3. And now with the First Defense Doppler 3D weather radar, we are zoomed into this region here. I know we're doing a split screen, a little bit more difficult to see, but we're there we go. This is Sunset, Harvard, Marion, Arkansas. This is just back over the river here. This little notched area that I'm looking at right there, Jim, could you zoom back into that for just a moment? Right over in West Memphis. There we go. Come on back a little bit more. Right in here. That's concerning. Seeing that little notch in that region right there is of concern. That could be an area where a tornado is firing up. And so we want to watch that one very carefully with our Hilton Memphis camera as that comes over the city here in the next few minutes, because you will look at some very heavy amounts of rainfall, very gusty winds. You can see already tremendous amounts of lightning, and now we're tracking this storm. People affected, 144,000 people, as it is forecast now to go across the northern sections of Shelby County, Tennessee, moving up toward Fraser, Ellendale, Millington. The last city that needs more rain would be Millington, okay, with that levee broken there. Covington, Ripley, also in the path of this storm. So if we've just called out your city, your town, be alert, folks. Life-threatening situation here tonight. I'm not trying to hype this. I'm not trying to go overboard with it. We're trying to make sure that you have the information that you need to make a safe decision tonight to ride out these storms and keep you and your family safe, because life and property certainly at stake here tonight with these storms pushing across now from West Memphis over into the city of Memphis, one of the largest parts of this storm, Austin, which could contain a possible tornado.
And that's where the danger comes in at this time. East Central Crittenden County, Shelby County, all of Shelby County, and Tipton County under a tornado warning at this point. Now, as we go back across the county and put it all into view here at this time, you see that there's little, if anything, really taking place. Right. Lakeland, Eads, Cordova, Germantown, south of Bartlett, and back over toward Collierville. So that's not really the problem at this time. The problem we've got is this particular area here. That's where the potential of a tornado may be. Again, we don't have any indication that this has touched down. It's going to be very difficult to see this thing with the clouds and the rainfall surrounding it, but just between West Memphis and downtown Memphis, there's a good possibility somewhere in this area there is a possible tornado and is moving in the direction of downtown Memphis and back across the river, aiming for just north of, say, Mud Island, I-40, and eventually up into northwestern parts of Shelby County. You need to be in a safe place as soon as possible. Never a time for panic, always a time to make certain that you're prepared for what is going to be heading your possible direction, and now is the time to make certain that you are in a safe place. This is, again, a dangerous situation. Can't overestimate and can't overstress that enough. We get accused a lot of fear-mongering and a lot of other things, which I resent deeply, because we're doing our best to try to make certain that we are protecting people's lives. We are on your side to let you know exactly what is happening with this storm. Incredible markers of hail, grapefruit-sized hail possible for the storm. The potential of that is incredible. The updraft to keep that up there is very, very strong. So, again, we see the potential of those storms producing getting a lot of wind and rainfall, driving that hail upwards into the atmosphere. So the stronger the colors that you see there, that indicates where the hail is the strongest, and that indicates where we're seeing the potential of that greatest updraft, which may be a potential part of where that tornado may be produced. And that's the problem we've got, is that we're, again, watching the system as it moves on through, giving, again, the potential of very heavy rain, lots of hail, and, of course, that possibility of some tornadoes at this time. This is, again, the potential of later on tonight, more storms like this firing west and south of Little Rock and moving our direction. This particular thunderstorm, again, moving to the northeast at about 50 miles per hour, 55 miles per hour. That's going to take it mainly across the northern part of the county within the course of the next hour or so and up into areas around Covington and Ripley. So this is, again, moving up into west-central areas of Tennessee. It is a tornado warning, meaning a tornado has been detected by radar, but as of right now has not been spotted with human eyes. We have not seen anything. Just yet. We have seen some funnel clouds reported, but that's about it, or some rotation, but nothing else so far. Tim?
You know, right now I'm looking at River Cam 3, and I'm not seeing as much wind as we picked up a little while ago. Still seeing some good rainfall here at the station, but this is a good picture here locally. You're seeing more lightning in the background where the lightning was more intense here just a few minutes ago. Let's go to the Hilton Memphis camera if we can, the Hilton Memphis cam right now, and see what we're picking up with that camera. That is the one over in East Memphis along 240 around Ridge Lake Boulevard. I guess we're not going to get the Hilton Memphis cam. Okay. Hilton Memphis, there it is. All right, thank you so much. And let's look at some of the lightning with that. We'll take a little bit of a tour around here with the Hilton Memphis camera here tonight, just to let you see that, yeah, we are still picking up tremendous amounts of lightning. Of course, Jim is now showing me something on the radar, so we better go back to First Defense Doppler 3. Jim, what are you looking
right
at?
Right around the Blytheville area, we have that tornado warning in effect for Dunklin, Mississippi, and Pemiscot County. We're getting some very strong shear markers of 127 miles per hour right here around the Blytheville area. So as we take that off, let's track that storm very quickly. And I want to take a look at the hail. The hail tracks have been so huge in Memphis. The shear tracks are much more impressive up in the northeastern Arkansas area, ping-pong size hail. So not big hail, but lots of shear going on with that storm. But we're going to position this so that we can give you an idea of the track of the storm right here just outside the Blytheville area, moving off the northeast at around 50 miles per hour. Puts it in Blytheville in about 4 minutes, Heloise in 24 minutes, Caruthersville in 31, Millsville in 45, and Tiptonville in 52 into Tennessee at that point. Now a new severe thunderstorm warning in effect for that area along that path, a severe thunderstorm warning until 11:15 for Dyer, Lake O'Brien, and Pemscott County. But again, a tornado warning is still in effect until 11 o'clock, about another 24 minutes or so for Dunklin, Pemscott, and Mississippi County, northeastern Arkansas.
A trained weather spotter has reported a wall cloud near West Memphis, possible tornado moving near St. Clair, 6 miles northeast of West Memphis, moving northeast at 50 miles per hour. So this is back in the West Memphis area. This is a trained weather spotter just within the past couple of minutes has spotted a possible tornado, a wall cloud near St. Clair. That is 6 miles northeast of West Memphis, and this was moving toward the northeast at about 50 miles per hour. So, Jim, we've got a good spot on this with First Defense Doppler 3. We've got a good signature. Also, Weather Service in Memphis has issued a severe thunderstorm warning now for Dyer County in northwest Tennessee, Lake O'Brien and eastern Pemiscot counties until 11:15. Haven't heard a lot of Dyer County today. Usually in a storm situation like this, you hear a lot about Dyersburg and Dyer County and those areas. Have not heard an awful lot today from Dyer County. So you are now under a severe thunderstorm warning until 11:15 tonight. Here's the track that Jim is putting down as the storm makes its way northeast at close to 50 miles per hour.
50 miles per hour. Right. I just wanted to confirm that before I lay down the track.
And there's the track coming up and affected here, 72,000 people. Millington, 17 minutes. Munford, 28 minutes. Covington, 42 minutes. Stanton, in 51 minutes. And Ripley, in 59 minutes. Folks, this is a tornado warning that's in effect tonight across Shelby County, Tennessee, and it looks like it's going to go right up into Tipton County as well. So thanks for staying with us here tonight. We're just trying to give you the information that you need to make sure that you can keep you and your family safe. Don't know what plans you had over the weekend. I don't think any of us wanted this to come, but we started last Monday and Tuesday telling you about a big storm system that would be coming into the Memphis area this weekend. It's here. It was here last night. It's here tonight. It will be here tomorrow. So this is sort of like almost like a hurricane type system for the fact it is a prolonged event. We are seeing high winds. We are seeing tornadoes that are being spawned in this air mass. It is a primed for severe weather air mass, okay? There's a lot of energy. The atmosphere is full of energy. There's a lot of good dynamics in the upper levels of the atmosphere. We're seeing good shear with these storms. Also, there's an incredible amount of moisture for these storms to deal with as well. Now, if you have any information, 1-800-76-NEWS3, 1-800-76-NEWS3. Give us a call here at News Channel 3 so that we can pass along that information to our viewers here tonight, especially if this tornado has come through your area. Jim, you're looking at a hail track there, right?
I'm looking at, a hail, actually current hail information, a teacup-sized hail, and we'll have to flash this on and off to get a location right around the Mississippi River, just off the downtown river bank in downtown Memphis and in Arkansas, right along the Mississippi River, where we're seeing the bounded weak echo region here around Presley Junction, all the way over almost to Rugby, and there is St. Clair right there that was identified by the wall cloud, by the observer, where the wall cloud was near. So it's just across the river, now crossing the river into Shelby County at the present time, because that's the Mississippi River right there.
Okay, tonight we are watching this storm unfold here across Shelby County and parts of western Tennessee, eastern Arkansas, and also moving up into the Boot Heel area of Missouri. Tim Simpson along with Jim Jaggers, Austin Onick here, wall-to-wall weather coverage. If we could, I see Austin looking at our Hilton Memphis camera. He's got it pointed up at some incredible lightning. Of course, now this being live television, as you call for it, you probably won't see that much. As I mentioned, there it is. You can just see a few flashes of this cloud-to-cloud lightning here that we're watching. He's got it pointed up right almost above the Hilton Hotel there at East Memphis.
This is looking northwest, roughly. As I pan back down just a little bit, you'll be able to see the lights of downtown and I-40, at least I-240 going up to the north. So you're looking almost due north at the area over Malfunction Junction back over toward Bartlett. Heavy amounts of lightning right now. This is indicative of a very powerful storm, very well-maintained storm, supercell storm almost. And looking again at this storm, pumping out huge amounts of power. And part of that power is seen in lightning. If you had an AM radio tuned to a particular frequency, you would probably be able to hear those spherics out there, the lightning sending out radio waves and picking that up, almost continual amount of static frequency at this time. Just a glorious display, this lightning taking place over central and eastern Memphis at this time. Heading over again, you're looking again, I-240 northbound around Malfunction Junction, just north of the area of the Hilton East Memphis, and looking back to just around the Bartlett area. This is not a storm to be messing around with. If you're outdoors, you're taking your life in your hands. You stand the risk of being shocked by lightning. If you're on the phone, not a cell phone, but a regular phone wired into the wall, that is a potential. You could get shocked by that. So again, indoors, off of electrical appliances is going to be your best bet to make certain that you stay safe. And as you can see, just incredible amounts of lightning coming out of this particular storm, which is, again, it really shows what we were looking at here, the power of this particular storm. And when we talk about the shear, again, the wind's going two different directions. When we wind up with a lot of that, or at least some significant amounts of that, that is where we really see the potential of that on First Defense Doppler 3D radar and also on the other radars for this evening, seeing, again, the heavy amounts of winds rising with height going from southeast of the, near the ground to southwest. They turn as they go upwards, and that shear is a very important part of what helps to develop a tornado. And when we see those shear markers on radar, that's when we see, again, the potential of more of the possibility of tornadoes in a particular location. In this case, just off of downtown, right around the north area around Mud Island, across the river into parts of extreme eastern Arkansas. It should be in a tornado shelter now, again, to be in the safe, just to be on the safe side.
First Defense Doppler 3D weather radar. Right now we go back to that. Jim has a new track on here, moving northeast at 50 miles per hour. Fraser in 2 minutes. Now, I realize, as Jim has pointed out, if you're in Fraser right now, you're already seeing some rainfall, but the biggest part of this storm in Fraser in 2 minutes, the possible rotation with this, Millington in 13 minutes, Covington 38 minutes, Ripley in 55 minutes, Nutbush in 57 minutes. So now this is cutting right up across parts of northeastern Shelby County. I'll just go ahead and at this point tell my wife, take the kids to the basement, okay? We're getting close up there, so I just want you to go ahead and take care of some business at home there and take them down to the basement. That's why we have it. Might as well use it tonight. We don't take any chances. And also, if you have a basement or if you have a low-lying area or place in your home where a closet, a bathroom, an interior room, go ahead and get to that place now. You should already be there. If you're here in the Millington or Fraser area or even parts of northeastern Shelby County, that's where you need to be right now. So to protect yourself, because this storm could contain a tornado. We've had reports from trained weather spotters of a wall cloud, a possible tornado. And so we want to go ahead and make sure that you're aware of what's coming your way and that you take action at this time. Incredible lightning strikes on the Hilton Memphis camera right now. I'm watching that just off to the side. That was some nice cloud-to-ground lightning strike I saw just a moment ago. This is looking out toward 240 northward. That steeple there, that is First Evangelical Church there, Ridge Lake Boulevard. And this is back over toward the split there between 240 and here's something going on in the back. Anything? Okay.
We're also not seeing anything in the way of like low-hanging wall clouds on here, which is something that's going to be kind of difficult to see on this side of the storm. It is still possible to catch a glimpse of something taking place, as we've seen, as quite often demonstrated on here with the First Defense our camera from the Hilton East Memphis camera. But as of right now, the lightning appears to have kind of slowed down just a little bit, but that may be changing again. There we go, some more displays taking place and starting to fire back up again. Tornado warnings remain active for the Mid-South area. We've had numerous severe thunderstorm warnings, numerous flash flood warnings taking place. A new tornado warning at this time. Starting to get that information coming down here, a little slow coming down the wire. We'll get that to you here as soon as we can. Dyer County, Pemiscot County, and a couple areas just outside the News Channel 3 viewing area, tornado warning in effect for northwestern Dyer County until 11:30 this evening, including the areas around Caruthersville, Denton, Stubbtown, Covington, Shade, New Survey, and the Reelfoot Lake State Park.
Okay, so if you're in this area here, this red polygon that you see, notice Dyersburg, not in the polygon. So if you live in Dyersburg and you have weather call, you should not be getting a phone call on this tornado warning. If you live in the northwestern part of Dyer County, Tennessee, then you should be getting a phone call from us, because this is the area that contains a possible tornado. Mississippi County, Pemiscot, Duncan County, all under a tornado warning until 11 o'clock tonight. And also for Dyer, Lake, Obion, and southern Pemiscot County, a tornado warning until 11:30 tonight as well. In just a few moments, we're going to be checking in with Omari Fleming and Tom Powell, because there was incredible movement tonight there at the Beale Street Music Festival, getting everyone out of the way down there because of this threatening storm with all this lightning that we've been noticing here tonight, we've been observing. And so we'll be talking to them in just a few moments to see how that evacuation went. Jim is also driving the radar tonight. Jim Jagger's showing all the lightning with these storms. And once again, with the Hilton Memphis camera, we have seen all of this lightning. There's incredible cloud-to-cloud, cloud-to-ground lightning, and now the storm reaches all the way up. This particular storm is just north of Blytheville, approaching the Ridgely and Tiptonville area. This is north of Dyersburg, Tennessee. This is the track that Jim is giving us as this storm continues moving toward the northeast at about a little over 40 miles per hour here. So we'll put the storm track here. Caruthersville in 7 minutes, Ridgely in 24 minutes, Tiptonville coming up here in about 32 minutes, Troy 51, and Bondurant in 52 minutes. So if we've just called out your city, your town, with this one, this is a tornado warning once again in extreme northern parts of our viewing area. Dyer County has been quiet all day long today. It seems like when you do get severe weather in the Mid-South, that Dyer County is usually the first to get it, if not Jackson, Tennessee, sort of like a tornado magnet. But tonight, things have been quiet so far, but now they're just starting to spin up across Dyer County, Tennessee. Tornado warning until 11:30 tonight. Jim, what are you getting there as far as any damage reports or whatever?
Right now, we just got that funnel cloud report in Crittenden County by the train spotter. That was about 16 minutes ago. But we got 1-inch hail in Crittenden County near the Horseshoe Lake area. Also, a tornado reported on the ground in eastern Winona, 1 mile east of Winona in Poinsett County. Funnel cloud reported by Tunica County And that was at 9:15 this morning, or 9:15 this evening. Major damage to a house and power supply 1/2 mile north of Route 284 on Highway 49 in Cross County. 13 inches of rainfall reported in Madison County in Jackson, about 5 miles to the northeast of Jackson, again by a train spotter. Elsewhere in Madison County, about 3 miles southeast of Medina, nearly 13 inches of rainfall, an inch and a half in just the last 6 hours, 13.3 inches of rainfall again in Madison County. Madison County is underwater.
Yeah, Madison County is floating up there, folks. And we've zoomed the camera here, actually the radar, back into Shelby County, Tennessee. Millington, actually right here along, it looks like 51 going up into Millington, even Austin Peay, Highway 14 going northward as well. You got some real problems here with heavy rainfall and also some very strong wind shear here, 127 mile per hour shear. That is very strong as these storms are really spinning up very strongly here tonight, Jim, which is why the National Weather Service has issued this tornado warning. It is in effect until 11:15 for western Tipton and northern Shelby counties. Weather Service does indicate a tornado located near Lucy or near Millington, moving northeast at 50 miles per hour. There's Lucy right there. Know it well. Hope the Walters are doing okay up there. You guys take it easy if you're in the Lucy area, and be alert to this storm that is happening up in that area near Lucy. It's moving northeast now at 50 miles per hour. So once again, tornado warning is going to remain in effect here till 11:15 tonight for western Tipton and northern Shelby counties. Austin, you look like you've got some more info to share here.
Passing along, the tornado warning for east central Crittenden County is now canceled. You may have already put that on a few minutes ago, but tornado warning for east central Crittenden County is now canceled. The tornado warning remains in effect for northern Shelby County and for western Tipton County until 11:15. Another about roughly half an hour away. Reports of quarter-sized hail reported by the Amateur Radio Weather Spotting Network with the National Weather Service. Quarter-sized hail at Charles Baker Airport. Another report of quarter-sized hail just to the south of the Millington area. Excuse me, roughly again about one-inch-sized hail, which is about severe limits at this time. And that's going to be one of the things that you see here. We've had indications of the updrafts of baseball to golf ball, as much as grapefruit-sized hail, if I'm not mistaken, from earlier. And as you're seeing, again, with that cell between Memphis and Millington, that's the cell that is, again, producing that possible tornado and, again, the potential of that large hail out there. Numerous lightning strikes as well, but reports of hail in this, not entirely surprising. And seeing, again, those tornado warnings elsewhere for parts of the Mid-South. The shear mark is on here very, very strong, so the possibility of these storms containing tornadoes is very real. Whether or not they drop down toward the ground or not, that is, again, almost immaterial right now. It's still being produced. They will come down at some point in time, possibly, but it's not a guarantee. We're letting you know well about that. That's one of the advantages of having your own million-watt radar system to see these things happening. One more way that News Channel 3 is on your side when it comes to weather coverage. So as of right now, looking, again, at dangerous conditions, but keep it tuned here. We'll keep you safe and keep you updated. Tim?
The whole reason for doing this is advance warning, because advance warning saves lives. I did mention earlier today, back in Huntsville in 1989, we did not have a Doppler weather radar. And the tornado hit at 4:30. The warning went out. The tornado warning went out at 4:38, 8 minutes after the tornado had touched down and killed 22 people. So with Doppler weather radar, we can see these storms as they start the rotating process. We can get the warnings out to you to let you know what's coming your way. And in this case, we're showing that the movement is toward the northeast at 50 miles per hour right here in north central parts of Shelby County, Tennessee. This is where the rotation is with this storm, moving toward Covington, 25 minutes, Ripley in 42, Nutbush, 44 minutes, Edith, 48 minutes, and Belle Eagle in 51 minutes. Now, once again, these are projections based on what this storm is doing at this particular moment. So it may vary a minute or two, depending on exactly how well this storm system holds together and it keeps its current track. But at this point, you can look for about 57,000 people to be affected by this storm. And I have to tell you, as we get ready to talk to Tom Powell here and Omari Fleming, briefly, guys, I would think there were thousands of people that were affected tonight down at the Beale Street Music Festival as that evacuation took place.
Yeah, we're very close to Tom Lee Park here in downtown Memphis, and, you know, tons of music being played this weekend, the sounds of music down there in the park. that sound replaced with the tornado sirens. And you were there when that evacuation happened, handled very well from what I understand.
Yeah, you know, the police weren't messing around down there. And I think that they take what Tim and Jim and Austin, the whole weather team, is saying very seriously. And when those sirens were going off, they were taking that very seriously. They the last act, I think, was supposed to go on about 10:15 tonight. They cut it short at 10 o'clock. Allison Chains didn't play tonight, but I was talking to some fans of theirs, and they said that they understood that they had to get out very orderly. They were having people go up those stairs onto the bluff, hundreds and hundreds of people, some of them maybe a little bit boisterous, but the cops were making sure that they got out of there. And they seemed to be very serious, like I said. They even told us, hey,
they gave you that look.
Yeah,
to a degree.
Enough, guys.
Yeah.
Let's get you out of here.
And that's what I was going to ask you. I got a chance to slip out for a quick second, grab something to eat, and come back. And I saw a lot of people who were still heading down to Tom Lee Park. It looked like, I mean, Memphis in May happens every year, and it's affectionately known to a lot of people as Memphis in Mud because every year we get this rain. So people down there, trekking down there in the boots and whatnot, was there anybody who was there who was trying to stick around and enjoy the festivities and not worry about the fact that...
Yeah, Memphis in mud is one thing. Memphis in a tornado is another. So, and speaking of that, we should go back to the Weather Center now because we need to keep a close eye on this radio.
Yeah, Tom and Omar, thank you. I don't mean to cut you guys short. We will come back and get more from those guys in just a minute. When you're dealing with a severe weather situation and you've had damage and you've had big stories going on with the weather, you have to balance what's going on with the storm with what has happened. And so we're trying to do that here tonight. It's kind of a delicate balance. But Austin is now over at the Radar Center. Austin, give us a new track, if you can, on this storm here that is now pushing out of northern parts of Shelby County here right along Highway 51 going up toward Millington. And we'll zoom in real close for you, get you a new storm track on this one that is moving toward the northeast at about 40 miles per hour. So there you see Millington in the heart of this storm. At this point, you see Arlington and Braden looking a little bit better there, but as it moves northeast at about 40 to 45 miles per hour, here you see that Munford is going to see this storm in about 15 minutes. Also being affected is Covington in 33 minutes, Ripley 54 minutes, Nutbush in 56 minutes. This storm is producing a nice, large size signature. Austin?
Tim, if we jump in here for just a second, on the amateur radio weather network with the National Weather Service, funnel cloud reported at 51 in Woodstock, reported by Millington Fire Department, and then confirmed by a ham radio operator, funnel cloud 51 and Woodstock just a few minutes ago, around that reported by the Millington Fire Department earlier, and then confirmed by a ham radio operator around 51 and Woodstock. So again, we are seeing a possible funnel cloud, which means this thing could be descending toward the ground. If that is the case, we should begin to see the potential maybe of another tornado possible here. This could be one of the first touchdowns of the evening. And again, that's a very dangerous situation to say the least at this time. So again, funnel cloud reported 51 in Woodstock by amateur radio. And also looking again at the possibility of large hail here as the storm moves to the northeast at about 40 miles per hour. Ripley, 54 minutes. Nutbush, 56 minutes. Munford, 15 minutes away from you. And Millington, you're just right into it right now, right on the east side of Highway 51, that storm again moving up to the north and to the east at about 40 miles per hour or so. So we're watching again a dangerous situation. Indoors, your best bet. Lowest floor of whatever house you happen to be in. And again, definitely a time to stay there until we get the all clear on that. Early this evening, Tom Lee Park evacuated. A lot of traffic downtown as people try to scramble for shelter. And again, as this storm comes on up, and it's not alone, we've got other storms out there that are going to be a bit of a problem later on tonight into very early on Sunday morning. Tim?
Okay, Austin, thank you very much. Austin is painting a great picture here of this storm. We'll take the storm track information off here, and we'll just zoom in real close here and show you just kind of the street-level mapping of which areas up here near Millington are being affected. I think you can see Millington, the kind of the heart right here of Millington. This is 385. Now, there's a 385 in the northern part of the county as well as the southern part of the county, and so that's 385. This is Highway 51. So right here, around 385 and Highway 14. So really just in this general area right here of 14 and 385, that seems to be the hardest hit area right now as far as seeing that potential tornado just here and up just to the north here of 385 and to the east of Millington. So heavy rainfall, possible rotation here in this general area that's being reported by the fire department there up in the Millington area, and it's lifting very quickly toward the northeast. We'll zoom the radar back out. We'll show you the whole News Channel 3 viewing area at this point just to kind of give you a handle on what is happening elsewhere here across the area, because as we back out,
here you'll be able to see, and that's coming up. This radar has been operating all day, okay? And so it's slowing down a little bit here tonight because we've asked it to do so many things. It's handled so much information here tonight. So we're just doing what we can to get the radar now following our lead here. We'll go ahead and load up a couple things here on Weather One, Austin, as you're doing. We'll be able to look at that. And also, as we look at the Hilton Memphis camera real quick, we'll show you the Hilton Memphis cam and just pretty much show you that at this point, not as much lightning going on here locally in Shelby County, at least as we look off toward the west. But as we take the scan back toward the north here a little bit, you'll probably start picking up a little bit more lightning as we look northward toward toward the Millington area. Austin, you want to check out what's happening there on Weather One?
Yeah, let's see what we can do here on that. Again, if you're just tuning in and joining us, we are watching for the potential of more of the same coming our direction. Now, what you're going to be looking at here, yes, we've got a bit of a situation, again, considering what's going on in the Mid-South area over parts of the Mid-South right now, but we're also going to have to take a look and see what's approaching us from the west, kind of a distant early warning, if you will, to kind of warn you as to what we're going to be looking at for right back to the west of us. Again, Mid-South area located here, Memphis and Shelby County. The loop and the time frames, you can see that right here throughout about the last, say, 4 to 5 hours. But then you see, again, these storms, which have become tornadic pretty easily in about the last couple of hours or so, even more forming back toward Little Rock and down toward Texarkana. Now, most of these are going to be staying out this direction and moving back up to around parts of the Boot Heel, southeast Missouri, back around northeastern Arkansas. So a lot of this over here should be missing us. But if anything develops here back down to the east of the Ouachita Mountains, that is going to be moving in to the Mid-South overnight. So we will be seeing more activity coming in our direction. We see, again, reports of tornado reported, again, on the ground near Winona around Poinsett, Arkansas. That was reported earlier this evening by the National Weather Service. And that was reported, again, back over into around this area. But that was about almost an hour ago. These are the reports that are coming into us, and they're going to be very difficult to, again, see anything in the Mid-South area when it comes to, again, the actual storms reporting into the area where it comes to seeing them because of the fact that, it's, number one, it's dark, of course, and number two, because of the rainfall and the showers and thunderstorms kind of wrapping around that particular area. Widespread event. This is a major event taking place, groundbreaking type thing. This is something that, again, we have not seen for many, many years, a widespread event of this nature. You can see the thunderstorms here back across the Ouachita Mountains down into parts of northeastern parts of Texas, that moving up to the north and to the east. But we still see the potential of more of these thunderstorms developing into the overnight period, and that is going to be a problem for anybody traveling. If you're heading west, you're going to be running into one of those here and there. Strong amounts of lightning. The lightning strikes being seen here, the negative strikes in blue, positive strikes in yellow. Not that that matters at this point in time. Usually when you have more positive strikes, that can indicate a possible more upsurge of a tornado into some locations, but mainly what we're looking at here is not the type of lightning, it's just the amount of it. It's huge, and there's more of it on the way from several of these storms. These things indicate, again, the potential of very heavy thunderstorms, lots of strong winds coming through here, developing all this and continuing on through the Mid-South. Now, it's possible that tonight's storms are going to be even worse than what we saw during the day. Again, that's not shock value. That's not trying to get people upset and running for cover or to watch News Channel 3 more often. That's just stating facts. That's what we see when we take a look at the computer runs to show what exactly is going to be happening. Storm Prediction Center is still showing the potential of a lot of problems tonight to the west of the Mississippi River and then moving across the river into overnight. We're going to be getting an update from the Storm Prediction Center within the hour, and hopefully that'll give us some more details as to if this is going to be calming down or not. Time is 11 o'clock. This is WREG-TV News Channel 3 in Memphis, Tennessee. Tim?
Okay, Austin, thank you very much. I've got a new plot here on First Defense Doppler 3D weather radar, if we can take that. I want to show you that there is now a new tornado warning that's in effect for northwestern Fayette County in Tennessee, southwestern Haywood County, south central Lauderdale County, northeastern Shelby County, and eastern Tipton County until 11:45 tonight. Trained weather spotter in this area here around Mumford area. You can see the polygons that have been issued here. These are the warnings from the National Weather Service. A trained weather spotter reported a funnel cloud 8 miles south of Mumford or near Millington moving northeast at 45 miles per hour. So right in this general area here of south of Mumford moving toward the northeast at 45 miles per hour. This was not in contact with the ground, obviously, reporting a funnel cloud, did not report touchdown, but nonetheless, very dangerous situation.
forming here across the northern parts now of Shelby County, Tennessee, moving into Tipton County. This is moving northeast at 45 miles per hour. 38,000 people affected. Covington in 20 minutes, Ripley 38 minutes, Nutbush in 41 minutes, Bell Eagle 49, Murray City in 58 minutes. And our data, can we put the data? Will that come back on there? Because I do want to keep, there we go, to let people see that how much is being impacted here across the area. So this is now northern parts of Shelby County moving up into Tipton County here tonight. And this is going to go until 11:45 this evening. Also want to give my director a heads up here, Brandy Tate. We've got some video that I want to show that as this storm system came through Memphis and Shelby County just within the last 30 or 45 minutes, about an hour ago, this was the evacuation that was taking place at Tom Lee Park. And there you can see folks were just moving as they should move. They were told of the impending weather, and it looks like a very orderly movement there of people. And I got to tell you, it was shortly after they evacuated people, Austin, that the lightning started showing up on the scene. And so I have to tell you, they have fared very well this year, despite the forecast of rain all weekend long. They have dodged the raindrops here at very opportune times.
Well, and have to hand it to management of this whole situation, too, down there, about the fact that people's safety comes first. Very concerned about making sure that everybody knows what's coming their way and watching what goes on with, you know, the people. That you feel safe when you go down there, and that is exactly what we see when we take a look at the Memphis and May Fest, any part of the festival. Whenever weather is concerned, they are on top of it. They're calling us. They're watching the skies. They're watching what goes on. And tonight, that could have been a life or death situation very, very easily. So again, kudos to everybody involved in Memphis and May for making sure that all the attendees, the technicians, people, everybody setting up, and of course the artists, making sure that everybody was informed and staying safe on that. I'm hoping the performance for John Hyatt tomorrow will be clear. I'd love to be able to go to his concert, but with the weather, it's probably not going to be happening. I think Feels Like Rain would be the perfect song for tomorrow.
I thought you were more of an Earth, Wind, Fire guy.
Well, tonight Puddle of Mud would be almost perfect for this type of rainfall situation. This, again, the rainfall that you see here from between Munford and Millington, that's in an area that does not need any more rainfall. The overturned fire truck earlier today, glad to hear everybody was taken care of there. Again, low-lying areas, we've already had reports of fatalities due to the flooding in other parts of Tennessee and Arkansas tonight. If you see a flooded area, if you're driving through a flooded area, remember, turn around, don't drown. That is, again, it may sound to you like a silly catchphrase. If it helps save your life, I'd say it's pretty well worth it to be silly, but it's a great catchphrase from the National Weather Service to tell you again what may be affecting you. These are going to be pumping out lots more rainfall overnight.
Let's take the information off the screen here, Austin, and as we do so, I want to go back and show the whole coverage area. I want people to see what's happening not only here in Shelby and Tipton counties, but there are other areas of the Mid-South that are getting hammered as well, and we're talking specifically here in eastern areas of Arkansas, Poinsett County, Cross County, down into St. Francis County. These storms also have been lifting toward the northeast and are producing some strong thunderstorms. Then we have the cluster of thunderstorms here closer to home that we've been dealing with here more locally. Let's not forget here, eastern DeSoto County, Mississippi. We'll zoom into that one because this little cell has just started popping up in the last few minutes here. It's not severe, but it will produce at least some brief heavy rainfall as it is lifting to the north of Byhalia and through the Olive Branch area and over toward Germantown. Matter of fact, let's zoom in a little bit closer and let's see how close it is to Olive Branch.
Oh, okay. Hang on 1 second. Here we go. Right. There we go. Okay, cool. All right.
So we'll zoom in even closer there. That is just kind of between Olive Branch and Byhalia right now. There's Highway 72 coming up into Collierville, 305 going across there. Well, it's 305 right there, and then scooting across between Olive Branch and I'm losing what road that is there. Everyone that lives down there, you know what I'm talking about. That's it, 302. I wanted to call it 305, but it's actually 302. Yeah, I know. I know what you're thinking at home. But still, nonetheless, heavy rainfall here with this storm cell. This bears watching as well because this could grow like these other storms have grown tonight and turn into something severe. More activity here around the Bartlett area near our radar site. This is just north of the 240 loop. And then even up toward Millington. We'll zoom up there. We're still seeing a little bit of rainfall in the Millington area. Not as heavy as an amount as we've seen earlier up around the Munford region now, up into Munford and Tipton County, up around Atoka. This is where we are seeing even more rainfall take place. and still some circulation possible with this storm cell, Austin.
We also, on that note, just issued by the National Weather Service, we have a brand new tornado warning taking place at this time for northwestern Fayette, southwestern Haywood, south central Lauderdale, northeastern Shelby, eastern Tipton County. That's in effect until 11:45. For, again, this particular area north of Brunswick and Bolton, this is in effect until 11:45. Trained weather spotters reporting a funnel cloud 8 miles south of the Munford area, which, again, is just what we were talking about earlier as that storm system rolled around there. So from Munford, again, roughly into this particular area earlier is where we saw the particular funnel cloud just between Millington, Munford, and Highway 385. Locations in the warning, including but not limited to Brighton, Covington, Dixonville, Munford, and Ripley. So if you live in those areas that we just named or anywhere near those areas that we just named, that particular storm may be coming close to your location. You can already see part of the storm has been kind of just brushing close to the Covington area, but it's this particular area just down to the south, right about where you see the D in Munford, that may be containing the possible tornado. That little tip of the storm there moving to the northeast again at about 45 miles per hour. So that is going to be taking it fairly close to the area around Covington, 17 minutes, 35 minutes to Ripley, 37 minutes to Nutbush, 45 minutes to Bell Eagle, and the 58 minutes to Alamo, moving its way up to the northeast, just north of Highway 40, almost paralleling Interstate 40, and continuing on its way with a possible tornado. Funnel cloud spotted, strong rotation indicated, no reports, again, of touchdowns from this particular storm, but we have had reports of touchdowns earlier tonight from some of this activity. So, again, around the Munford area, south of Covington, on First Defense Doppler 3D radar, this particular little wedge right here, Tipton, Salem, Munford, this is where we may be seeing the tornado. Brighton, Covington, back up to the area around Tabernacle, between there and Holly Grove, that storm is going to be moving your direction. And again, it is leaving Shelby County, so Shelby County will be dropped from this warning probably within about the next 15 to 20 minutes. But I would be very careful as this storm gets a little closer to the rest of the area here. Again, moving northeast at about 45 miles per hour is going to put it into,
wow,
some fairly well-populated territory. 38,000 people will be affected by this storm as it goes across parts of west-central areas of Tennessee. Now, the storm looks like, in the last few frames of the loop, it appears to be dropping downwards in size and strength. Mm-hmm. That's been a pattern that we have seen all day long, where the storms have developed, gone for a while, and collapsed downwards. This particular supercell may have reached the end of its run. Now, if that's the case, we may see a tornado warning discontinued here, but it was just issued less than 10 minutes ago. So we may be seeing another tornado warning out of this storm system coming on through. A lot of people are probably going to be asking, what are we looking for when this storm, for tomorrow morning, getting up, heading to church, or if you have to travel? Well, if you're heading west, you've got a lot of problems because between Memphis and Little Rock, you've got a lot of activity taking place that you're going to be dodging not only overnight, but into tomorrow morning. Mm-hmm. So travel into tomorrow morning. You're definitely going to want to check to see what's going on ahead of you. You're going to want to check and see what is happening on radar. We'll be here overnight giving you all the information as weather permits. We also see back toward Little Rock. I'm going to zoom out a little farther here, and I'm going to put the NEXRAD data on for just a second. You'll notice that we have a lot of information here. We have a lot of storms firing up between Fort Smith, Mena, Texarkana, and Little Rock. That's indicative of what we are going to be seeing throughout the rest of the evening. Trained weather spotters reporting a tornado on the ground between Braggadocio and Steele in the Boot Heel, Missouri area. This tornado was moving northeast at approximately 40 miles per hour. Again, tornado warning here for the Boot Heel of Missouri. Tornado on the ground between Braggadocio and the Steele area. That was reported earlier, and the tornado moving northeast at approximately 40 miles per hour. Tornado warning for northwestern Dyer, Obion, Lake, and southern Pemiscot counties for this storm that is now crossing the I-155 junction and heading up into the Boot Heel of Missouri, right around the Real Foot Lake area. Could be the potential of seeing some problems there around Sunkiss Beach, Blue Bank, Cottonwood Point, Braggadocio, Shade, Stubtown, and New Survey. Again, tornado on the ground around Braggadocio and Steele, Missouri at this time.
Okay, that is well to the north of us here, but there are some viewers that certainly watch News Channel 3 up in that area. So if you're watching tonight, we've got you covered on News Channel 3. More storms a little bit further south of there, though, as we're a little bit closer, like into Shelby and Tipton County. We'll zoom down there with First Defense Doppler 3D weather radar. Austin, you got another one here?
Severe thunderstorm warning, Craighead County, Cross County, And Central Poinsett County, if you couldn't tell by the massive amounts of lightning, which is hiding the storm, we'll get rid of that. That just gives you an idea as to what we're looking at. This area here now under a severe thunderstorm warning until midnight. Again, this is a severe thunderstorm warning for Craighead, Cross, and Poinsett County in eastern Arkansas until midnight. These storms moving to the northeast at 60 miles per hour. So those are going to be going across eastern Arkansas, probably aiming toward the Bootheel within the next hour or so. 60-mile-per-hour wind gusts, quarter-sized hail, and again, those damaging winds. Does not indicate a tornado at this time, but that could change very, very easily. We are still dealing with, again, a tornado in this storm just south of Covington. Still a tornado warning just east of Munford and around Covington up toward Henning and Ripley, Tennessee. That is where we see the potential of a tornado here. Tim?
So if you're living in this area, Covington, right along the highway 51, these areas up toward Ripley, now's the time to seek shelter. This is a dangerous weather situation that's playing out in your area, and we'll continue to do so here for about the next 45 minutes. These storms are moving quickly, though. They are moving toward the northeast at about 45 to 50 miles per hour, so they're not kind of dragging along at a snail's pace. The only problem is they're pumping out tremendous amounts of rainfall, and we've already had copious amounts of rain throughout the day today. The last thing we need is more rain, but you're going to be picking it up from this storm system here. More activity just to the south of Osceola here in Mississippi County, Arkansas. And if we take the radar back once again, Austin, we'll show you that area that's under the severe thunderstorm warning across eastern areas of Arkansas. We'll just kind of pan the radar back just a hair back over here in eastern Arkansas. Show you these counties, Craighead, Poinsett, Cross counties. These counties seeing severe thunderstorm warnings. We could plot the warning data in here and show you how these warnings are in effect here. There's the polygon that we're seeing. Trying to differentiate the severe thunderstorm warnings a little bit differently there, so they show up different than the polygons here for the tornado warnings. So this tornado warning goes until midnight for Fayette, Hardeman, Lauderdale, Shelby, and Tipton County. It does look like that the worst is out of Shelby County right now. And then this severe thunderstorm warning back over in this area. Austin will touch on that one and show you that that also goes till midnight tonight for Craighead, Cross, and also Poinsett counties of Arkansas. One other tornado warning here to our north, getting right up into the Bootheel area of Missouri, getting just a small sliver of Dyer County, Tennessee, mainly the northwestern part of Dyer County, Tennessee. Dyersburg is not in that warning, and that goes up into Lake and Obion counties of Tennessee as well. Things are a little more quiet to the south for the time being, but I emphasize for the time being.
To the tornado warning that Tim was just speaking about in north-central Dyer County, we have reports of a tornado possibly on the ground near Ridgely, 6 miles southwest of Real Foot Lake State Park, moving northeast at 60 miles per hour. Union City and the State Park of Real Foot Lake is in the path of this particular storm. So, again, the tornado warning around this area, possibly one of the first touchdowns that we have had through the afternoon and evening for tonight. So, again, this is a tornado warning, an active one at that, across parts of the area. We'll put the data back onto the screen and take a look again at that one particular storm that we've been watching. Again, the severe thunderstorm warning here. Any of these storms that you see on here could go tornadic very, very easily. The atmosphere is very primed for that. The storm that was formed here that crossed northwestern Shelby County, this one appears to be kind of losing its punch. It does not mean that it is not dangerous anymore. It does mean that we still see, again, the potential of a tornado with this storm right in that tip area just to the south and west of Covington, south of Highway 51, moving again to the northeast at about 45 miles per hour. So Bell Eagle, you've got 36 minutes. Nutbush, 26 minutes. Hulls, 40 minutes, 49 minutes to Alamo, and Rowellen within about 58 minutes or so. That just east of Dyersburg. So this storm could be affecting Dyersburg from the south, but as of now, this storm is not what it once was. It has diminished greatly in size. There is still enough uplift in this to create, again, a tornado. Very heavy amounts of hail signatures earlier this afternoon and this evening, and especially with this particular storm tonight. But again, tornado reported on the ground near Ridgely, 6 miles southwest of Real Foot Lake State Park, moving northeast at 60 miles per hour. Union City in the path of that particular storm, that one north of Dyersburg, but this one, again, south of Covington, is going to be continuing on its way to the northeast at about 45 miles per hour. This is, again, a dangerous situation. Need to be in a place of safety. If you're in the Covington area, need to be, again, in your safe place as soon as possible. Ripley, Nutbush, Brownsville. We want to keep an eye out for that particular area as well. But so far, the good news is it appears the storm has started to kind of diminish just a little bit. Tim?
Now, also getting a report here. This is an unconfirmed tornado report. This was just about 30 minutes ago. I believe that we did mention this on the air as well. Unconfirmed tornado touchdown near Highway 51 and Woodstock. Once again, unconfirmed tornado near touchdown near Highway 51 and Woodstock. If you have any information on that, if you're up in the that area and you can get us some info, we'd like to have it. So thank you very much, Eric. Tornado warning for northeastern Shelby and northwestern Fayette counties is canceled. And so that's the good news there, which we've been talking about, this storm as it's moved northward, moving out of Fayette County, so or out of Shelby County. Really, Fayette County didn't really come into play with this one. I think that was issued more as a precaution than anything else. But the storm is now out of Shelby County, Tennessee. And so Shelby County, Fayette County has been canceled. Radar does indicate that the thunderstorm that prompted the warning has moved out of the area, no longer poses any threat, at least to Shelby and
Aerchecks.com.
State Highway 167. So this, again, these storms are still very much on the active side. The entire News Channel 3 viewing area, as Tim was talking about earlier, that particular cell, eastern Shelby County, don't want to let our viewers in Shelby County, western Fayette County, see that, again, want to see what's going on at this point in time. So north of Collierville, this one just moved through. Not seeing much of anything to report at this location. Lightning, a couple of strikes around Collierville, but this one is mainly just rainfall. But that is, again, something we need to watch very carefully, as any of these storms could have a bit of a problem.
And that one's actually pushing up toward the Oakland area here in the next few minutes. So if you live up in Oakland in Fayette County, that storm is heading your way. It's not severe, but it's something that you'll certainly notice come through. Strong thunderstorms, severe thunderstorm warnings all across northeastern areas of Arkansas, Cross, Poinsett, and Craighead counties. We'll continue with that. Also, the tornado warning here across a large part of Tipton County, over into just a small part of Haywood County, and up into Lauderdale County, Tennessee. I believe that one goes till midnight, Austin. Then also the severe, that tornado warning expires 11:45. So missed it by 15 minutes. Severe thunderstorm warning expires at midnight here across eastern areas of Arkansas. So these are really the three main areas that we're picking up right now that we're most concerned about: eastern Arkansas, Tipton County, parts of Haywood County, then also up across Pemiscot County into areas of Dyer County, extreme northwestern Dyer County, Tennessee. We'll put the data back on the screen here real quick so that you can see what is currently going on with these storms, even up into Mississippi County, Arkansas. I don't think you're under a warning right now, but you do have some strong storms beginning to spin up into your area, so you may catch a warning here in the next few minutes as these thunderstorms continue to grow. And the bad news is that Austin correctly points out that back behind all this, we're not clearing out with a cold front or anything like that. This air mass just continues. These little storms continue to spin up overnight tonight and into tomorrow. I don't think we're going to catch a break at the earliest, probably, Austin, noon tomorrow, maybe even going longer than that.
It's possible. And, of course, rainfall is also an issue at this time. The Storm Prediction Center, just about roughly an hour and a half ago, was talking about a new tornado watch going into effect for parts of southeastern Missouri, north of the Boot Heel, western Kentucky, southern Illinois, and southwestern parts of Indiana, watching that area carefully for the possibility of more development of severe weather. So if you're heading north along I-55, the storms that you see, again, into eastern parts of Arkansas, located right here, these are moving north and eastward, and that is going to be riding right along Interstate 55 throughout the rest of the night. Matter of fact, there is a tornado watch in effect for a part of that exact same area, as we were just talking about, into parts of south central, southeastern Missouri, and much of the western half of the state of Kentucky under a tornado watch until 5 o'clock Sunday morning. So we're going to be watching that again with a lot of interest to see where exactly the next watch will be issued. But this situation is not calming down. It is going to be going all night long. Weather radios should have plenty of battery power in them in case the power goes out. As of right now, again, looking at the potential of more of the situation for the overnight hours. Want to make certain weather call, your phone is charged and ready to go, not just for the purpose of receiving weather call, but also for the potential of, again, watching out for possibility of if you need to evacuate and need to take a phone with you. You definitely need to stay in contact with friends and loved ones or to call the emergency services. That's something you're going to need to watch out for as well. The area, again, that we're watching with a possible tornado, back around Covington and back toward Ripley. This particular storm here, see if the shear indications have updated, and apparently they have not. So apparently either the shear is non-existent or we are seeing little, if anything, taking place. Okay, a little bit of shear markers coming up here back around the area around Henning, between there and Covington. The tornado somewhere in this particular area moving to the northeast at approximately 40 miles per hour. So for Shelby County, which is located down here beneath the tornado tips banner at the bottom portion of your screen, we are seeing, again, a lot of showers between Somerville and Eads, south of Galloway and north of Rossville, but that is not really a major concern in comparison to what we have going on here for Covington. This storm, again, going to the northeast at approximately 45, 50 miles per hour, and that is, again, going to be affecting Nutbush within about 15 minutes, Gates 25 minutes, 32 minutes to Maury City, New Bern 51 minutes, and 57 minutes to Trenton. So that is the storm that currently contains a tornado. We had reports of earlier of a tornado on the ground around Caruthersville, Missouri, up around north of Interstate 155. No reports of any damage from that. Hopefully no reports of any injuries or casualties. Want to keep it that way for throughout the rest of the evening. So you definitely want to stay indoors. Keep it tuned to News Channel 3. And again, as this situation continues to unfold, we are still looking at the threat of this continuing into tomorrow. So for early morning church risers, for people, again, heading off on a trip someplace, you are going to be having to watch for the potential of this shower and thunderstorm activity continuing. Could be dangerous on the roadways. So again, if you have to travel, eyes to the sky, keep definitely the ear to what's going on with the radio and television, if you can take that with you. And also, again, keep it tuned here to News Channel 3 throughout the overnight for updates on this approaching weather situation. Again, tornado warning remaining in effect for the areas that you see on the screen at this time, back around parts of northwestern Tennessee, still for Dyer County, and also, again, back into the area around Lauderdale County, Haywood, Fayette, and Tipton County removed from that at this time. Tim?
Okay, a flash flood emergency continues for southern Tipton, also for northern Shelby and northwestern Fayette counties in Tennessee. The Memphis and Shelby County EMA reported that the rising water had reached over several trailers near the intersection of Raleigh-Millington Road and Navy Road, starting to encroach Highway 51 near the entrance ramp to Highway 385. So if you're in that area, please be advised that there is water over the roadway. I'm sure that's not the only water that's over the roadway. There are several other roads in the Millington area that were covered with water. By the way, those of you who sent in pictures to us here at News Channel 3, I had a chance to look at some of those. I know that we've put some on the air earlier today, but I was looking at some of the pictures, even from over in the Arlington area, that shopping center, the Kroger shopping center that my wife tried to get into earlier tonight. Couldn't get in there. It's just flooded out. And so some real problems there at even 385 and also Highway 70 getting on that entrance ramp. I'm not sure how that's faring right at this hour, but I know that there were some major problems earlier today. If you have information that you can send along to us, give us a call at 1-800-76-NEWS3. That's 1-800-76-NEWS3 for any information that we can pass along to our viewers, because weather is our top priority here at the News Channel 3. We want to keep you safe. I'm still looking at a few of these showers and storms that are passing through the area now. Jackson, Tennessee looks good here at the moment. We're also looking at area of storms just now beginning to push up toward the Oakland area in western parts of Fayette County, Tennessee. We're still seeing severe thunderstorm warnings in effect here through about midnight tonight throughout eastern areas of Arkansas, Craighead over toward Poinsett, Cross counties, and also that seems to be extending a little bit, seems to be building a little further toward the south here, back into St. Francis County. But once again, that's until midnight tonight. Then the tornado warning here until 11:45, still going for a large part of Tipton County, central and eastern Tipton County. That once again goes until midnight tonight. And then also up into the Dyersburg area, another area. So there are three main areas that we're watching right now for severe thunderstorms. That expires, that tornado warning expires at 11:30, thank goodness. This one expires at 11:45. So just make sure I've got my ducks in a row. 11:30 expiration, 11:45 expiration, midnight expiration on this severe thunderstorm warning across eastern areas of Arkansas. Man, we're here for you. That's what we do at News Channel 3. We've done it for years. Want to make sure that we're here to keep you and your family safe anytime severe weather breaks out across our News Channel 3 viewing area. These storms have been lifting toward the north, northeast pretty nicely all night tonight. And by the way, on weather one there, I've noticed that if you do have photos that you want to send along to us, there it is, photos@WREG.com. Now, with the coverage that we've been doing tonight, I have not been able to get in and do anything really with those photos. I know that George Brown and others here have been doing that, taking care of some of those photos. But you will be seeing more and more of those photos here in our newscast and also on our website, Austin, at WREG.com.
I'm sure that George will have a slideshow going pretty soon. Remember your safety. Remember, again, to consider that first among anything else. Remember, you cannot take a photograph if you've been injured or worse. So, again, please keep that in mind and send them along to us if you are able to. WREG.com, live weather coverage online. George Brown and his family taking shelter earlier today and staying up to date, again, as you will guess, with WREG.com with live weather coverage online and keeping up to date with what the latest is happening. A tornado watch in effect for areas west and east of the Mississippi River until 4 a.m. The one to the east of the Mississippi River is being classified by the Storm Prediction Center as a particularly dangerous situation. The threat for severe weather is not decreasing at this time for parts of the Mid-South area. We are still awaiting word as to whether or not we're going to be seeing a new information coming up from the National Weather Service and the Storm Prediction Center as to the target zone for this storm system coming on through. But as you can see on the regional radar, we've got widespread amounts of showers and thunderstorms taking place. Not a lot south of Interstate 40 at this time. A lot of it is along and north of Interstate 40, but again, you can bet that is going to change throughout the rest of the evening. Look at the regional radar again out into the southeastern quadrant of the United States, and you'll see into the area of Arkansas, Louisiana, eastern Texas, more thunderstorms beginning to fire in large lines, supercells embedded in those, and those are very large, well-maintained type thunderstorms that can go for hours at a time and drop numerous tornadoes, which is pretty well exactly what we're looking at at this time on First Defense Doppler 3D radar. Going back into First Defense Doppler 3D, and again, seeing what we have at this time, what we are looking at is severe thunderstorm warnings from just south of the Boot Heel, Missouri, to just north of Forest City, Arkansas. That is severe thunderstorm warnings taking place there. Large hail, damaging winds. We still have tornado warnings in effect for these cells into parts of northwestern Tennessee around Real Foot Lake and just to the south and east of the Covington area. And as you can see, Dyersburg kind of sandwiched in between those two, but nothing for the Dyersburg area at this time. Taking a quick second and zooming into the area of northwestern Tennessee around Interstate 155. Dyersburg, again, one storm system here with a tornado earlier on the ground west of Union City that could be a threat there. And the storm system that is south of that area, just between Covington and Ripley, this is where this tornado was earlier with this particular cell. This supercell is not what it once was, but it still has the potential of dropping a tornado. It may have a tornado on the ground. That is something we're going to be watching carefully until we get the expiration time from the National Weather Service confirmed on that. But the tornado warning still does continue in effect for this particular area. If you are in this area, this cone of where the storm system is going towards, again, northeast at 49 miles per hour, this is where you want to be careful. This is where you want to be in a safe place. 32,000 people estimated live in this particular area. So if you are here, this is an area that definitely needs to be considered for safety at this time. North and east of Covington, it is out of Shelby County and Memphis. Memphis and Shelby County are no longer under a tornado warning at this time, but a tornado warning does remain in effect until 11:45 for eastern Tipton, southwestern Haywood, and south-central Lauderdale counties. A tornado possible around Orisa, hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, and 8 miles east of Covington.
Tim? Yeah, that's it. Okay, you're on that one right now. Just to reemphasize, in that tornado warning remaining in effect until 11:45 for eastern Tipton, southwestern Haywood, and south-central Lauderdale counties. Austin's covered that one. I'm hearing the alert go off in the background. That means that there's yet more information to come. But if you're in any of these areas that Austin has just mentioned, 32,000 people affected in this general area. Nutbush, 16 minutes. Alamo, 36 minutes. Roellen, 43 minutes. Trenton, in 55 minutes. Dyer, in 58 minutes. If you're in the path of any of these, if you're in the path of this storm and you live in any of these cities, now is the time to seek shelter, because this storm system is holding together very well as it continues moving northeast at about 45 to 50 miles per hour. So we want to make sure that you stay safe. We're looking much better here in the Memphis area right now with these thunderstorms moving north of us up into Tipton County. Still have some concerns over in eastern areas of Arkansas where that severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect. And some of these storms here have actually started moving over into northwestern parts of Mississippi County, Arkansas. And here's the Boot Hill area of Missouri right in that line that you see there. So these storms are lifting up toward the Boot Hill area of Missouri and just skirting just to the west of Blytheville at this point, working through Truman, Jonesboro, and even down into Wynn, Arkansas.
Okay, Tim, if I could, just for a second, we've got a new tornado warning from that exact same cell that we were talking about earlier. Going back across the Mississippi to the cell between Covington and Ripley, we have a tornado warning in effect until 12:15. Thank you very much, sir. Looking again at a tornado warning for southeastern Dyer, all of Crockett, north central Haywood, and east central Lauderdale County in Tennessee. That's until 12:15 p.m. Tornado near Nutbush, 8 miles southeast of Ripley, moving northeast at 45 miles per hour. Forked Deer, Nutbush, and Chestnut Bluff in the path of this storm as it goes a little bit closer into around parts of Haywood County. And again, this is a dangerous cell that has just hung on for dear life. Yeah. This was a supercell. It is now just a fairly moderate-sized thunderstorm, but it does not take much in this environment to help to develop these thunderstorms. So from roughly right here, going out at about 45 miles per hour, this storm going through the Chestnut Bluff area, as we just said, within about 24 minutes, 9 minutes to Nutbush, 31 minutes to Alamo, 51 minutes to Trenton, and 54 minutes to Dyer. That's, again, Dyer, not Dyersburg. That is going to be missing the Dyersburg area. There's a cell here between Blytheville and Dyersburg that has just popped up here within about the last 15 to 30 minutes. That looks like it's going to be going west of Dyersburg proper, but we could see some activity out of that, not to mention heavy rainfall from the Boot Hill back down to just around Forest City, Arkansas, from those severe thunderstorm complexes. But tornado warnings continue in effect until 12:15 for Crockett, Dyer, Haywood, and Lauderdale counties.
So once again, if you live in these areas here, you're going to be affected by this storm in the next few minutes as it moves northeast at 46. Nutbush closing in on you. Chestnut Bluff in about 24 minutes here. Alamo 31 now. Now, Austin has done work over to Arkansas. It is Alamo there, but here, Alamo.
Oh,
but
sorry,
he's trying to keep everybody happy. He can make the Arkansas people happy too. So
you should have heard the lecture I got on Maiden today. It was incredible.
Trenton in 51 minutes, also 54 minutes in Dyer. So if we've just called out your city here, your town, let's do this, Austin. Let's wipe this clean and let's go in real close here to the Nutbush area, and let's just take a close up view of this tornado and see exactly what it's looking like there. A little bit closer up there, you see Henning getting some hail markers here. I guess that's actually some rotation that we're getting with some shear tracks.
That's the shear right there.
Getting the shear popping in there. Let's pop that in and see what kind of shear that we're getting with this storm.
Decent amounts. It's as of right now looking at fairly weak amounts of it, but it is still present. So that means with moderate shear possible here in the area that you see in this kind of green blob area, sort of a backward boomerang shape, that is where we're looking at the potential. Shear indicates where the winds are blowing at different directions at different altitudes. You start off with winds near the ground at southeast and approximately, again, out of the southeast, but as you go upwards through the atmosphere, that is where you see, again, the winds turn to the southwest, and it's that turning that we're interested in, which means that the tornado, wherever the tornado may be, is somewhere in this particular area, again, between Henning and Durhamville, south of Hurricane Hill, anywhere here, heading up toward the Nutbush area, passing west of Nutbush. That is where we could see the actual tornado taking place at this time, where the heaviest shear was indicated. The shear, not what it was. Again, it was a lot stronger not too long ago, but this storm with this little tip down toward Henning, just passing toward Covington, see how the lightning is doing at this time. Not much lightning. That's a good sign, because the more lightning, that indicates the storm getting stronger into a particular area. So that is, again, a good sign that the storm may be collapsing.
Did you catch that? Hurricane Hill.
I mean,
Hurricane Hill, of all places tonight, Hurricane Hill. But that was it right there on the radar.
Yeah, and that's again what we're looking at here. Nutbush and the split in the road back up toward Woodville and over to toward Tibbs and Shaw. That's an area, again, to watch out as the storm gets closer to your location. That's going to be moving northeast at 45 miles per hour. So this storm, again, is still containing a possible tornado. And as it moves to the east of Ripley, looks like Ripley is going to miss the bulk of this, but this still does contain a possible threat as you move through the area here. Nutbush, 4 minutes. Trenton, 48 minutes. Dyer, 50 minutes. Milan, if I'm not mistaken, or
Milan, you got it, brother.
Okay, so far so good. Getting a figure with a name like Onik, I would learn these things a lot quicker. Kenton, 58 minutes or so, but again, Nutbush, that's the closest to this particular storm. We have had reports of a funnel cloud with this storm earlier. We have not had any indication of anything actually touching down. Again, just a very difficult night to see these things. Rain wrapping around these things, very difficult to actually pick out in the darkness. And this is going to be an area that you want to stay in the shelter for as much as possible as this thing goes on through. This mainly should remain over rural areas, but still 27,000 people will be affected by the storm as it passes on through parts of western areas of Lauderdale County, leaving Tipton County right now and heading on up to the north, or Lauderdale back up toward Tipton County, and heading into, again, extreme northwestern areas of Haywood County, where, again, there is a tornado warning currently in effect for this particular storm. And as you can see, it's going to be affecting quite a lot of people into the rest of the evening. Still waiting on an update from the Storm Prediction Center. We have not gotten that just yet, but that should be forthcoming here within about the next 90 minutes or so. Probably going to be an after-evening hours update from the Storm Prediction Center. Could be a potential problem there into overnight. But, again, please keep it tuned to News Channel 3. We'll keep you advised on that.
Air checks.
That high, but Beale Street is certainly crowded at the moment. No rain in downtown Memphis right now, although there may be some more coming later. As John correctly surmised, I suspect many, if not most of these people were at the Beale Street Music Festival, and they just transferred up the bluff and now having a good time in downtown Memphis on a Saturday night. All right, let's go back to the radar. I know we've been on this wide view a long time, but want to show you that there is still a lot of activity as far as rain is concerned from western Cross County up through Poinsett County and into Craighead County around and just to the east of Jonesboro. Some of that now curls over into the extreme northwest Mississippi County and into southern Pemiscot County in Missouri. The this area right here, John, that's the one they kept extending, which we're disagreeing with, but let's do take a look at it. Let's give everybody the benefit of the doubt here and make sure we're not missing anything as we take a close look at this. VTI is at 4.7, still in the low range. So far today, nothing in the 4 to 5 range has produced a confirmed tornado. The top on it is very low, 22,000 feet. Any hail in there is going to be very small, but the heaviest part of that, what is left of the heaviest part of it, these are the communities that are in the path at the moment. Active tornado warning for that thing until 12:15. But again, we continue to feel that the storm is continuing to fall apart, especially as that top continues to come down very, very steadily, and the VTI is falling, not going up.
And I will say this, too, as we come a little bit farther out back to a wide view, I believe this warning up here has been allowed to expire or been canceled. And that makes sense because as that moves now to the north of Union City into Kentucky, that is now a severe thunderstorm warning. So the threat with that one is essentially over as well. Mm-hmm. It's this one storm here where the tornado warning still goes until 12:15, and still, you know, I think right now the real great threat over here is...
Yeah, that's a much more powerful storm right now with rains and maybe some hail.
I think there's a small hail core there just to the northeast of Harrisburg. Certainly some very heavy rain. I'll be interested to see when all is said and done some of the amounts over the Spurg area because you guys have been hit pretty hard today. All right.
But the main threat is, as we've been saying with this storm, the main threat is just rain. That VTI is very, very low, and we checked it out for wind speeds, and they're way below severe criteria. So the hail is well below severe limits at 3/4 of an inch in the cloud. So it's just that heavy rain.
I had a question for you. Did you ever check out that map from the Storm Prediction Center?
Oh, yes, I did. I looked at it and was content in what I saw and failed to report that. But, yes, I did. They won't be updating their severe outlook until 1 a.m.
But I guess the high risk, did they pull that?
No, the high risk, well, they don't touch it once they put it out. They put that one out at 8 o'clock. 01Z, 01 Zulu,
right.
Universal Time, and 8 o'clock, and they had that high risk primarily over eastern Arkansas. But then they don't touch it. They don't update it again until the next time around, which will be 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock. So still a threat for severe weather overnight, although we're just not as impressed with the tornadic threat. All of the area still under a tornado watch until 4 a.m.
Until 4 a.m. And, you know, there are many nights that those things should be canceled. Even tonight, if it should be canceled, they're not going to. They're going to leave it in effect all night tonight. We've been under a tornado watch in this area for, except for 2 hours. I think we have been under a tornado watch consistently since when last night? About 7 or 8 o'clock? I think it was around 7 o'clock that the first one came out. It was three counties.
It was in our areas.
That's right.
Three counties.
Craighead and Poinsett and Cross, I believe.
And then it was extended. And like you said, a couple hours tonight. Mm-hmm. I think eastern Arkansas has been under the gun or under the watch the longest.
Well, eastern Arkansas was out of it altogether for most of the day today.
Oh, most of the day, that's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, but then it was, late afternoon, and they popped that one out for eastern Arkansas.
And then
between about the hours of 6 and 8 o'clock, West Tennessee and North Mississippi, they let that go away, and then they popped it back out again.
By the way, we'll have staff here all night. So just because we believe that the greatest threat is over, with that watch in place until 4 o'clock, the weather office will be staffed all night long. So we'll be watching it just in case something else happens to redevelop.
Tim Van Horn has already notified us that he is on his way in. He'll be here in just a few minutes. And then also Ron Schoedels will probably be coming in to join him, if necessary, in the pre-dawn hours, too. But we're going to keep tracking all of this all night long, as we do when there is a serious threat for you. I'm sorry, say again, Adam. Oh, okay. Going back to the radar. So we're back on storm track Doppler 5 with the track on this storm here, which seems to be the most serious thing going on, and that is rain. It does not appear to be a threat to be a true severe thunderstorm with wind speeds of any great significance. Just for the heck of it, John, let's put total composite on there.
All right.
And just see.
Composite reflectivity?
Composite shear.
I'm sorry. Okay. Right,
yeah.
Composite shear. Gotcha.
Yeah. I've been up a long time.
You and me both.
But I don't think we're going to see anything over 35 miles an hour in there. I'm thinking more of it's going to be like 25.
Yeah, and that's what it shows.
Okay. Can you pop that on there and let?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Sure. Query it. Sure. Yeah. Absolutely. Let's.
Yeah. Okay. 12.
I'm trying to find.
Yeah, I'm trying to find one that's higher. There's one's 23, so that tells you that storm is not getting any stronger either, and it's just a big rainmaker primarily, with some thunder and lightning in it, and that is going to continue to be the case. Even though I do have 4 active warnings in the area, 3 tornado warnings in West Tennessee, and that severe thunderstorm warning in northeastern Arkansas, I don't believe there is any severe weather in the area at the moment. Could it redevelop? Yes, possibly in the overnight hours. Let's do one thing. Let's slide down to northwest Mississippi and see some of that redevelopment down there and just make sure that there's nothing going on with any problem of that area around Helena and also over between, looks like around Batesville near Interstate 55.
All right. Yeah, I don't see any significant storm track skits that we talk about so many times.
And no lightning to speak of in that area.
No,
either.
In fact...
That's primarily just rain, which is what we suspected. We just don't want to sneak up on us here.
I'm going to turn everything off except for the lightning. In fact, I'll...
There is no lightning.
...kill those warnings.
Yeah.
There's nothing developing south and west of Memphis. I see one little tiny thunderstorm, but it's encouraging to see that, because that atmosphere is still juicy down there. I mean, like I said, the Gulf's wide open. It's been wide open for business. That's one of the reasons.
Tell me what you mean by that.
Well, here's the thing. We've got, in fact, I tell you what, one of the things we can do is we can pop up. One thing we haven't looked at is our futurecast model. Look at the wind arrows right there. Look at those long arrows coming in out of the Gulf of Mexico. You see that? I don't know if you can see the high pressure or two in the Atlantic, but that strong high pressure is bringing in just an abundance of Gulf of Mexico moisture. In fact, it's about as open as it gets as far as moisture. And that moisture is very unstable as it comes on shore. It's very buoyant. It's humid air, and it doesn't take much to get that air once it's so buoyant. Once it starts to lift, that's when you've got problems. And the winds have been strong too, so they've been strong. The moisture has been there. The one thing we have not had with this system, and I think with last weekend's system as well, is a strong zone of big fancy meteorological word here, baroclinicity. Basically, what that means is a strong difference in temperature between behind the cold front and out ahead of a cold front. So that's one of the things we haven't had. It's still a cold front, but it's really more a difference of air masses as far as dry air versus humid air. That's really what this boundary is more about. One interesting thing that we can do is this is our own exclusive computer model here, and I believe we have updated information. So there's the front, not perfectly placed, but it's close enough. And notice what happens as we move into the overnight hours, Dave. This model has been really consistent with pushing the greatest threat out of the area. It may be a little bit behind, but I think it's got the idea right, and the fact that the most unstable air is going to try to move out of the area overnight. It may be a slow process, and it may be a little bit ahead of itself, but I think the trend and the idea is on to something. There is going to be a threat of thunderstorms tomorrow, especially in eastern parts of the Action News 5 coverage area. So the thunderstorm threat's not just going away with a snap of a finger, but conditions should be improving tomorrow from west to east as the system finally pulls on out of the area. You know one thing, too, that we could do just for a moment since we didn't have Action News 5 at 10? Why don't I pop up a seven-day forecast and just give everybody...
What's that? It's been so long since I've seen one.
I know. It's been a while. Let me just pop up this seven-day forecast. I have not updated it since our newscast was on at 5 o'clock. But, Adam, if we can switch over to the computer, here's what to look forward to in the next 7 days. Rain's out of here at some point tomorrow. We'll still have that threat for thunderstorms, so prepare for a wet Sunday. Monday, partly cloudy and 82. You know, that's what I was just talking about, is the fact that there wasn't really a sharp contrast with much cooler air punching into the area. So it's really more of a boundary between air masses instead of a big, warm 80-degree air mass and a 50-degree cooler air mass. So the middle of the week, it may actually get muggy, mid-80s. Some of the computer models want to go higher, but I just think since there's going to be so much moisture around and the soils are going to be so wet, that we may actually be a little bit cooler than the computer models. One thing also that I'm noticing, too, there's going to be a pretty potent cold front that heads our way later in the week and next weekend. The dynamics don't appear to be as impressive. Right now I'm just posting rain in between Friday and Saturday. We'll keep an eye on that, of course, but right now it is going to be a sharp cold front. I just don't think there's going to be as much instability in the atmosphere as we have seen with the last couple of a system. So,
I'm ready for tomorrow. Boring weather, aren't you?
I really am. After tomorrow, you know, that's the thing. It was so quiet through the entire month of April.
Yeah.
Well, all four of us were talking about that in the weather office. It was so quiet. And sometimes in these years of the El Nino, it takes a little bit longer for the severe weather season to go. So hopefully maybe we just have one little window this season. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Sounds good. I wonder if you would do me a favor on the Viper, and let me step in front of it here just a minute. Would you zoom in tight to my old hometown of Trenton?
Absolutely.
And put current radar up there for me, and let's see what's going on, and I'll step up here and explain why in just a moment. Up there just to the north of Jackson, when we keep going on in, that is Gibson County. And Gibson County, the county seat of it is Trenton. Come on in even tighter if you can, and just show me this area right here, right. Well, you can show me the whole county and tell you what's going on. I'm hoping there's a feature there I'm going to be able to see. Maybe even a little tighter than that if you can.
All right.
May not be able to see it. There's a small river that runs up there. All right, here you go right here. Can you see that blue line running right there? That is the Forked Deer River. I grew up not too far from that river. It used to flood a lot when I was a kid, but they did some channelization and some various things, and it doesn't flood as often as it used to. But it's flooding now. And I just got a report here. Gibson County emergency management officials tonight report that there has been a break on a levee along the North Fork of the Fork Deer River at Trenton, which has forced some 10 to 12 households to evacuate. That's going to be, here's the river right here, that's going to be, I believe, in this area right in here. It's forced the evacuation of 10 to 12 households, and also the Gibson County Jail is right here in this area, and it has forced the evacuation of the jail there in Trenton, too. The Gibson County Jail, the criminal complex, it's in a very low area there, so the prisoners have been moved out of there. And I believe that is the second instance of that. In Millington, did they have to evacuate some inmates at the prison out there, too?
They did.
So a flooding along the North Fork of the Fork Deer River in my old hometown of Trenton has required some evacuations in that area tonight of households, as well as the Gibson County Jail. There's a flood warning, which is going to remain in effect for that area until a flash flood warning until 11:45, but that levee break is a little bit of a different situation. The rain that's going on there right now is light rain, not particularly heavy. Now, John, if you will, zoom out to a wider view and let's see what might be coming their way over the next little while. This area right here, again, this is just rain, but that can be coming on across. That's over Haywood County now into the eastern part of Crockett County and on into Gibson County overnight tonight. I still don't expect it to be as heavy, the rain that we had last night and this morning in that area, but there is still the possibility of that. Let's show a storm total, if we can, of that, and it'll give us a better idea of exactly.
You want a 24-hour total?
Yeah, where the heavy rain has fallen. And take just a moment, and boom, there it is. Well, I stand corrected. Actually, there's been some fairly heavy rain already in that area, and some of that has fallen tonight from the Forest City area. The heaviest continues to be over northern Shelby County, where there was extensive flooding earlier today, and portions of Tipton County. Very, very heavy rains there, but also some pretty heavy rains back in this area where we see the purple. That is being added to right now, but now in this area up here, which has seen less, Jonesboro, just to the west of Blytheville into Pemiscot County, they're going to be piling up some rainfall amounts. I suspect this right here is partially a result of the rain that's been going on just for the last couple of hours there, because there's been some fairly heavy activity. Okay, we can go back to the regular mode of the radar now, and you can see that, again, this is very, very heavy in that area. Lightning still some. A lightning counter might be useful to look at. I don't expect we'll see anywhere near the strikes that we saw earlier. Earlier, we were seeing 1,400 strikes of lightning in an area that was smaller than this. Looking at this, it's just a little over 400 strikes in the last 15 minutes. So that tells us that the intensity of all of that has died out a great deal.
And I'm just sitting here looking at the late-night computer models, one of the models that we get at about this time of night. And it looks like we're going to have plenty of sunshine next week. One of the computer models, Dave, on Wednesday, and this has kind of been a trend, has the first 90 of the season. I'm thinking we're going to be just shy of that, just simply with all the moisture around. But, hey, it just goes to show that we are now transitioning. It's certainly May in Memphis, it's going to be getting hot and humid here. But I tell you what, next weekend we're going back to middle 70s, maybe some light rain and sunshine. I don't see a severe weather outbreak right now, but that's a long way off. I guess it's still possible, but it just seems to be kind of a different system.
Yeah, and also the later in the month of May you get, the less likely extended periods of this are. You can, of course, have thunderstorms come up fairly, very quickly, but, every three
outbreaks
or four days.
Outbreaks aren't as likely.
Yeah, not outbreaks, not like this. The deeper you go into May, the less likely they are. Yeah, that model I looked at yesterday was predicting 88s and 89s for middle of the week and late week. I elected to bump those back to 84s. I think 86 was the highest I went. Mentioned the fact that one model was projecting even warmer temperatures in the upper 80s. Be interesting to see how that develops as the week goes on. The models that we get on Monday are usually quite good, so I'll be interested to see by Monday if it's still predicting that. And if so, I'll
get close to it.
Maybe get close to it on my forecast. Join me Monday on Action News 5 at 5, and we'll see what that says.
Join us at 5 with nothing on the radar. Hopefully,
yeah,
at 5 p.m.
Hopefully. That would be very, very nice. in the morning, Action News 5 will be here too. Tim Van Horn will be along with that. And if necessary, Ron Childers will be in to help him out in the event that there is a continuing severe weather event going on at that time. And then, of course, John will be back tomorrow afternoon and tomorrow evening on Action News 5 too. What is left as far as warnings go?
We still have the one tornado warning. I think they've still got that going. Yeah, they're not going to let that one die.
That one should have been canceled long ago.
Over an hour ago.
We're there. Take a look at that whole thing, and let's show folks why that shouldn't be going. How many lightning strikes first?
All right, I'll do that first. I'm going to say less than 10. Okay, five.
Yeah, no lightning.
No lightning with that. Skit-wise, track-wise, look at the hail size. There's none.
No. And the VTI continues to fall down into the very low range of 3.8, 3.9.
Still moving basically at the same clip that it has since its inception, about 50 miles per hour. But, boy, is that storm
it's a shadow of what it was.
A mere shadow of its former self.
I'm 95% sure that the threat of a tornado in there is virtually non-existent.
I've got every shear marker turned on. I'm even going to turn on the upper-level shear markers and not going to find any of that. You know, one of the things that we could do here as we go back to a 300-mile view, let's check out some of the temperatures and just see. It's still warm and muggy, 77 in Memphis, 72 in Jonesboro. As far as the dew points go, hadn't checked that in a while. Still very juicy out there. 74-degree dew point is humid any time of year. Anything above 70 is humid. 68 in Jonesboro. As we come out a little bit farther, Dave, there's a different air mass right there. Look at Springfield. 51-degree dew point. So that's...
You can see where that cold front is.
That's where the front is.
Look at Oak City.
Yeah.
Slide over a little bit and so everybody can see Oak City.
Yeah, totally different air mass. That's what's headed our way.
48 degrees in Oklahoma City, 50 in Dallas. We're 74.
Yeah, so
that's dew point.
Still, hey, that's still a completely different air mass.
Yeah, still, that tells you how much drier that area is back behind the front.
So finally,
I got an email from a viewer that said, and probably has long since retired for the evening, but said, why is dew point significant when it comes to severe weather? Well, what we're looking for is we're looking for dew points that are 70 or higher. When they get into the upper 60s, we start to get concerned about that. When we see a dew point that's in the 50s or the 40s, around 60 degrees, not too concerned about it this time of year. But by seeing that 74-degree dew point with the temperature running about, what's the temperature now? 77 degrees. So they're very close together. That means there is a lot of moisture in the air compared to the amount of moisture it can hold. It's holding a lot of it. So with this very, very moist air like that, that is just one of the signals that we use, just one of the numbers we use to give us an indication of the likelihood of severe weather.
So it's coming. But I tell you what, Tim Van Horn tirelessly has worked over the last couple of days. He's here, and he and I, I'm sure, and be here for a while longer. But
yep,
I log you out on Twitter.
Oh, yes, right. You can log me out and tweet.
Go ahead and Twitter for a moment, and then I'm going to let Tim take over from me, and I'm going to get something that's a bit uncharacteristic the last 2 weekends, sleep.
You finally got food today, right?
A little while. Yeah, yeah. I did get food. I had food. That was very, very good this evening, no doubt about that. I do think the significant threat of any severe weather is gone for at least the next several hours. And maybe altogether, I wouldn't be willing to call it off until we get that cold front through here. That is still a possibility as the front comes through during the day tomorrow, especially during the morning tomorrow, I think, is the most likely time. But for the next little while, I think the threat of significant severe weather is over. That tornado warning, threat of a tornado is minimal at best in there. And the severe thunderstorm warnings, again, we have checked those out thoroughly. And all I see in there is the threat of more heavy rain. There is some thunder and lightning in there. We couldn't find any winds that approach severe limits. There's no hail of any size showing up in there either.
Yeah, it's just really the flooding is going to be one of the threats. And also lightning. I mean, it's still a thunderstorm, so lightning is certainly a threat too. But as far as winds that are spinning around and possibly producing tornadoes, just a completely different atmosphere right now, thankfully, in northeastern Arkansas. And Dave, I think for the most part, there was damage around, but I think we really came out of this pretty well, just considering.
Yeah.
I was really worried about that supercell down there in Helena as it moved toward downtown Memphis. And
it performed exactly the way you said it would. It was strengthening as it moved along, and then fortunately, as it got closer, it moved into that environment where there had already been a lot of rain, and it wasn't that unstable, and it was getting a little later in the evening, and it started to fall apart.
Yeah, and our track also was right on as well. The Germantown, Carville, you guys were okay. There was a tornado warning earlier today, or now yesterday, for the Carville area, and we didn't have any significant reports. Tim, you saw a rotating wall cloud with that, didn't you?
I don't think he's got a microphone out here.
I'm going to walk over and just hang out with Dave for a minute over here by the microphone.
I'll share my microphone.
Thank you. You saw, didn't you see a rotating wall cloud?
I was in the... early in the morning, late at night. Houston Levee 385 area and a little bit off to the east. What I saw was just off to the east there, and it turned out to be the echo that you two had been talking about. I'd been taking an afternoon nap, and I heard the siren go off, so I immediately went to see what was happening on the TV, and it's like, okay, well, this is nearby. I'm going to go take a look, and I didn't see any lightning really associated with it at all, and it almost just completely 100% verified with what you guys had been talking about. But, yeah, it had a large area of rotation, but it was not tight. It was not confined to a small space.
It was not a funnel cloud.
It was not a funnel cloud. No, not at the point that I had seen it. And I actually had a pretty clean shot looking at it up towards, looking to the east and then to the northeast towards Byhalia Road.
I will say this. I've been talking about the false alarms today from everything that moved got a tornado warning, and most of them did turn out, fortunately, to be false alarms. But for that particular cell, I would have issued the warning for it because I do think that was a legitimate warning, and thank goodness it didn't work out to be an actual tornado.
Yeah, that turned out pretty good. And I got to tell you, the city of Carville, in fact, they have a phone system where they'll actually call you at the house, too, and let you know about that. So that worked out well. And just the fact that if it would have touched down, it would have been a very highly populated area right there in the shopping centers of Carville. It would have been a little west of the town square, but that would have been a very dangerous situation. It seemed like a lot of folks got lucky today in a lot of places.
Don't have any injuries reported. That's a good thing. No widespread damage reported. We're getting a printout here. I'm getting ready to wrap this up. I just don't see any point in continuing to stretch this out unless... Is that something new?
No, it's just basically a severe thunderstorm warning. It's going to go until 12:45 for that wide area of northeast Arkansas that we've been talking about.
Yeah, and again, we have measured that very, very carefully. Don't find anything severe. We do find it's quite a rainmaker, and it's got some lightning in it. So with that, we're going to wrap this up. It has been quite a night last night, quite a day today. This situation in the Action News 5 Storm Tracking Center all night long. We'll be staffed here. Tim is going to be here, and if necessary, a little bit later on, too. Ron Childers has said he'll be coming in if needed to help out. So we will be around to keep your family safe as the night goes on. John, thank you very much. Great job today. Tim, thank you for coming back. Great job through the whole thing. And I hope I don't have to see you again until Monday on Action News 5. Thank you for staying with us, and we're glad that it worked out as well as it did today with by far the most serious thing, I believe, the widespread flooding that we saw. Let's go back to programming.
Airchecks.com.